When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back. Tom Hauser here from 5 Eyewitness News, filling in on News Talk 830 WCCO, keeping the seat warm for Vanita Saukar to take over, I believe, on January 3rd. Is that correct, fellas? Yep. Yes. January 3rd, Vanita will take over the morning show here. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward right now to talking to my friend Jack Jablonski, who is in town for the holidays from sunny, warm Southern California. Jack, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Tom. It's great to be on, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, and you brought the warm weather with you. It's going to be 41 degrees on Christmas Eve. That's Jablonski weather, right?
Yeah. It's, once you leave Minnesota for a bit and you go to California, the blood thins out. So I'm happy that I can provide a little warmer weather for everyone here in the Twin Cities, but I currently am sitting in front of a heater, so it's pros and cons, right?
Absolutely. Well, and I'm sure you'll enjoy on Christmas Day maybe a light snowfall just to get you into the Christmas spirit, because you don't get a lot of snow in Southern California. Am I correct? Even with all the global climate change, still not snowing in Southern California?
No snow in Southern Cal, and, you know, when you come back to Minnesota for the holidays, a white Christmas is definitely appreciated. So fingers crossed we get that, but, you know, all in all, it's great to be back in Minnesota for a while.
Well, Jack, I've been so honored to get to know you so well over the past 10 years since you were injured in that hockey game 10 years ago this month. And I know I did an interview with you a little over a month ago when you were in town for your great fundraiser we'll talk more about in a minute. And we talked about, you know, does it seem like it's been 10 years? I mean, do you dwell on what happened that much? And I know you say that it almost in some ways still feels kind of surreal. But I have to tell you, you are inspiring to so many people because of your attitude and all that you have accomplished since then. How much time do you spend looking back compared to just looking forward?
Yeah, you know, I think that's kind of mind over matter. And for me, you know, we talk about that first part is, you know, 10 years. And in so many ways, it feels like it was so long ago. But then you also look back and it feels like it was yesterday, just because of, you know, the constant support, you know, obviously right at the beginning. But at the same time, you know, the people that have continued to care and continued to support both me and the foundation for spinal cord injury research and obviously for a better life as well. And you know, I try to stay focused on, you know, the future and the present day and just keep my head in that direction. But, you know, as anyone can attest to, some days you have good days and bad days. And, you know, I'd say some of the bad days can be worse than your average human, just knowing, you know, the what ifs that come into your mind and at the same time, knowing what life could be. So, you know, I'm extremely fortunate to have everything that I do right now and the support and the people that helped me, you know, get through such a tough time 10 years ago. And, you know, people like you, Tom, have definitely been a part of that.
And again, we're talking to Jack Jablonski about the 10-year anniversary of the accident that left him paralyzed back on December 30th, 2011. Tonight, by the way, on 5 Eyewitness News Nightcast, I'm going to have a lengthy story looking back at the journey of Jack Jablonski. And I sat down with Jack and did an interview a little over a month ago at his fundraiser. And Jack, we've unearthed a lot of that. The old video of when both you and I looked a lot younger. Of course, you still look a lot younger. Me, not so much. And your mom also still looks great. Your mom does not age either. Your dad has a little less hair. But your parents are awesome, and I know they have been a constant source of strength for you through all this, haven't they?
Absolutely. And I was very fortunate to be raised by two great parents that taught both my brother and I very well in many different areas. And you know, when life turned upside down 10 years ago, both my parents and my younger brother were kind of the rocks that kind of kept everything intact. And, you know, we all had our ups and downs, as I mentioned, in that journey, especially early on. But, you know, we stuck together, we stayed positive as a family, and really tackled it as a group. And I definitely would not be where I am today without, you know, their support mentally and physically too, because I lack some of that as well. But, all in all, I'm so blessed to have the family that I do.
And I will say that as I look through a lot of the old video and the old stories that I've done, going all the way back to when you started at the University of Southern California, we came out and visited you out there, and stories I did with you when you first went back to the hockey arena to visit with your teammates. The one thing about the Jablonskis, despite all of the adversity you faced, every one of you, Max, your mom and dad, you, somehow you always keep a smile on your face. What's the Jablonski secret?
Yeah, lots of love. No, I don't know. I think, you know, as a family, we realized how fortunate we were to have the support that we did. And early on, you know, with the Benilde community and the hockey community, and as it grew into, you know, the Minneapolis and Twin Cities and NHL communities, it was so surreal, as you kind of referenced earlier on, of, you know, the people that wanted to help, people that cared about my well-being, and obviously seeing a 16-year-old's life flipped upside down is something that I think a lot of people can relate to, with whether they have kids or play sports. You know, you never think, you know, as an athlete that you're going to be the one that has that injury. You know, it's always the, oh, well, it won't be me, and unfortunately it was, but when situations like that happen, I think a lot of people realize, you know, how precious life is, and you don't really know what you have until it's gone. And, as I mentioned, I drew the short stick in that category, but, you know, for the last 10 years, if you would have asked me what the best possible outcome could possibly be, I don't think I could have put together a better picture than what life is right now for me.
Well, like I said, you're so inspiring to people. And beyond that, something even more tangible, your foundation has raised more than $3 million for paralysis research. And for the first time, you are in one of the studies. You don't just do this for yourself. You do this for all paralysis patients, all of the people like you who dream of getting out of a wheelchair. Tell me about the upper limb study that you're involved in right now at Mayo Clinic.
Absolutely. So it's the upper limb study is actually out in California right now, and it's through Spinex, which is a company that is headed by Reggie Edgerton, and he's the guy who is basically the godfather of spinal cord injury research, and he's heading the epidural simulation study that we've raised money for at Mayo Clinic. He's the one who started all of the research and advancements in spinal cord injury in America. And it's a stimulation on top of the skin that is very focused on the upper function of the hands, the arms, the fingers, the finite movements that people like myself don't have. And for me to be able to get more independence and get a better quality of life, these are the types of studies that we're raising money for that, you know, obviously I'm participating in right now, but for people hopefully across the United States that once it's proved that this really does work, and it does because every single person that's had this done on them and gone through the trial has benefited positively. So I'm excited to hopefully join that group of beneficiaries once the trial study is all said and done, and I'll be happy to keep you updated as well.
Awesome. And tonight on 5 Eyewitness News, we're going to show some remarkable video of some of the things you've been able to do with your arms that years ago maybe they thought wouldn't be possible. We'll have that in our early newscast. Then tonight at 10, a much longer look at the journey of Jack Jablonski. Last thing before I let you go, you're working for the Los Angeles Kings. What's the latest you're hearing about once they come out of the pause? Is the season going to continue?
Yeah, the season's going to continue. It really sucks that they're not going to be going to the Olympics. And hopefully, in terms of hockey, the Wild can get healthy. This is a Minnesota radio, so let's talk Wild, eh? I love the Kings. I'm so thankful for every opportunity they've given me and how accommodating they've been and how supportive. But all in all, you know, hopefully everyone can kind of get through this little rut of the Omicron variant, and we can get back to watching the game we all love.
All right, Jack Jablonski, thank you for being such an inspiration to so many people, and first and foremost, the people who are in wheelchairs who are hoping to walk or get more use of their limbs someday, but not just them. Everyone is so inspired by your outlook on life despite the hand you were dealt, and it is just remarkable to see your journey. Happy holidays to you and your family, Mike and Leslie and Max. Say hi to all them, and Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. You as well. And thank you so much for being a part of helping me tell my story, Tom. I really appreciate it.
All right, Jack. Merry Christmas to you, and we will talk to you very soon. That was Jack Jablonski, just really a remarkable human being. It is currently 25 degrees at 8:32 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.